Samuel, Job, or Elijah? In exhorting the brethren to pray fervently, who did James use as an example of a man of prayer? Moses, Samuel, Job, or Elijah? Put "who is" in front of your response. And if you don't know right away, you can go to the book of James, chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Find the answer, then get back with me. We're going to take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church, but we'll be right back with more great music here in the Hamp Camp.
The unstoppable wait, unstoppable wait.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
But this rock have saved you. And then when you look to the left, you see another rock. You see the rock of ages. And then when you look to the other side, you see another rock. The rock in a weary land. Do I have some rock bottom? Do I have someone who knows something about rock bottom living here? When you done hit rock bottom, and you turn around and you see the rock of ages on one side and the rock in the weary land on the other side. And while you're down in the rock bottom, you know everything is going to be all right. Because God has confirmed His presence with you. He's saying, no matter where you go, I'm with you. No matter how far you go, I am with you. No matter how deep, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, thy right hand shall hold me. And God is there. Rhymes in this pandemic. Where's God? He's right. Right here. So anybody in the house know something about rock? Your pocket's been inside out. $5 in your bank account. You don't know nothing about no rock bottom. Man. Give me somebody over here know something about some rock bottom. Man. You got to get the friend and bring it to work till the gas is mighty low in your vehicle. You got to hitchhike although you have a car. Y'all don't know nothing about no rock bottom living. Forever, I don't know nothing about rock bottom living. Well, just keep waking up in the morning. Rock. So rock bottom isn't bad because we realize that the Lord is with us. And He is sustaining us. And He is protecting us. Because normally when you hit rock bottom, you need protection. You are exposed to everything. Much closer. Watch our text. Here, King David is in a predicament. Some of it was by his own doing. And some of it where Satan wanted his life. Watch closely. It starts when David comes from battle. And he's in his palace hall. And he sees this beautiful woman. On her rooftop. Sunbathing and taking Father. David, besides, since he is the king, he can have anything he wants. Now, David knows something about rock bottom.
Yeah.
Living. He knows something about rock bottom. He knows something about it. Watch closely. Saul wanted his life. Saul puts a scheme together with his daughter to lay with David, ran up into her private chamber, and wanted her to have David to lay between the sheets, weaken him so his soldiers could come in and take his life, but she lets him down on the sheet. He runs in the wilderness. Runs in the cave. God talks wild kingdom talk. Insect talk. Spiders webs up the cave. Soldiers come looking for him. The web is still there. Says he couldn't have been here because the webs are not broken. God know how to hide his children. Maybe he hadn't hid you from some danger before. Maybe that was some seen and unseen danger. I'm trying to tell you something. Satan could have just wiped you out. But somebody can tell me in here, but grind God covered. When I look back at how it took place, God covered. I should have been dead, and by the right, I could have been dead, but God covered me. As he runs, now in battle, he sees this giant Goliath, he goes and kills him, slingshot, and put his foot on his chest, cut his head off. Young ladies talking about Saul has killed a thousand, but David killed 10 of thousand. Saul is jealous. It's kind of rough dealing with jealous folk. They smile with you, but they don't care about you. Y'all ain't never been there before. They'll eat with you, but they don't care about you. Ride with you, but they don't care about you. They want to act like a friend, but they're not a friend. Really, your enemy. But as David goes, he sees this woman, and she's beautiful by the look. She's mouth-watering beautiful. Come go with me. Y'all know how I talk, don't you?
Talk, doctor, talk.
I will take it then. She's mouth-watering. Beautiful. Steve?
What she look like,
real? I ain't gonna say what she look like, cause I'm gonna have to answer this when this is all over.
Yes, sir.
The musician have a knife out for me. She was mouth-watering. Beautiful. In David decided that he would take her, but take her husband, put him on the front line of battle, have him killed so he can have her. Watch closely. David had Uriah killed on the front line battle, comes back and takes his wife. Preacher man Nathan comes and confronts him. But it still doesn't change the fact that the husband is dead. And it still don't change the fact that David still wants the wife. But what happens now, children are born. One Absalom, named Father of Peace. Now Absalom has a beautiful sister by the name of Tamar. She was as beautiful as her mother. Mouth-wateringly beautiful. Absalom was a fine-looking man. It is recorded that he was the best-looking man in all of Israel.
Good hair.
How long? He would only cut his hair once a year. Absalom. Amon, the half brother.
All right now.
Plays like he's sick. Request that Tamar would come and feed him. She goes to feed him. And he has been in love with his half-sister.
All that time.
He grabs her and takes her and rapes her. Now, Absalom is mad because his father David, in the book of Deuteronomy, should have had his son killed. But because David did not have the son killed, Absalom began to rebel against his father. Oh, come go with me here. And here, Absalom has such a charisma about himself until he could win the people over with his high intellect that he had gotten from his father David.
Learn how to use the wrong way.
And now this same Absalom,
thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship.